Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, as he does every Friday morning at this time, ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, there seems to be just a little bit of everyone this weekend for entertainment on the small screens.
Yep, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and one of the movies coming out today, this is on the big screen, is called Here Today. It stars Billy Crystal and Tiffany Haddish. It's directed by Billy Crystal, also written by him. This is a buddy, you know, comedy where the two of them become friends through weird circumstances. And it's also a kind of all over the place film where it's very serious at sometimes it's funny, but the vibe and the tone is very strange and very much all over the place. I wanted to like this. I love Billy Crystal, love Tiffany Haddish. I thought the pairing of the two of them could be fun, but she seems forced in it and he seems just not at the top of his game. I
wish
I could recommend that one, but I can't. And that's only in theaters this weekend.
I was just seeing City Slickers on some sort of rerun on TV over the weekend, and I was thinking, gosh, that was a classic funny movie. Too bad something like that couldn't have been this movie, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's some great Billy Crystal movies. That's one of them. When Harry Met Sally, of course, and this has echoes of it being set in New York and a man and a woman, but, you know, it's just not even close to either of those.
All right. Well, Jason, what's the lowdown on The Waterman?
The Waterman is a movie, it's the directorial debut of David Oyelowo, who you might remember as playing Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma. He's been in a bunch of other movies, critically acclaimed actor. And this is a film that he also stars in with Rosario Dawson. It's about a boy who sets out on a quest to save his ill mother by searching for a mythic figure said to have magical healing powers. It's very much, I talked to him about this after seeing it, that he wanted to do something very much in the vein of Goonies or Stand By Me or some of those movies that he grew up watching and loved the feel of. This is set in the Pacific Northwest. You have the forests there. It's got, you know, kids on an adventure kind of vibe to it. And it's okay. I liked it. It didn't quite, for me, conjure up, you know, a whole lot of... Goonies is a fantastic movie. It's one of my favorites. So, and Stand By Me is fantastic as well. It's not quite in that league, not even close, really, but it was okay.
Okay, and as some of the streaming options that we have this weekend for more, you know, episodic adventures, what do you have?
Yeah, lots of TV shows streaming. One of them today is the third and final season of Shrill on Hulu that stars Aidy Bryant, playing a woman who's finding herself. She's dealing with weight issues. It's a funny comedy, and, you know, she's Aidy Bryant from Saturday Night Live. A lot of people know her. Critically acclaimed, a lot of people like that, so that's the third and final season today. On Apple TV Plus, it's the second season of Mythic Quest, which is a fantastic comedy, which I very much like the first season. That stars Rob McElhenney, and he created and writes it as well. It's about a video game design company. It's kind of an office comedy, but also quirky as well, so that's the new season of that. A couple new comedies, one on Peacock called Girls 5 Eva, which is about a girl group who hit it big in the 90s, and then they're kind of trying to catch their mojo again. It's created, or it's produced by Tina Fey and Robert Carlock, who's the team behind 30 Rock, and also one of the writers from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. So if you know those two shows, then you kind of know the comedy stylings of this show, and you'll appreciate it because it's very, very funny. So that's on Girls 5 Eva is on Peacock. And then also on HBO Max is a new sketch comedy show from Michael Che from Saturday Night Live called That Damn Michael Che. And it kind of has a little bit of a feel of Dave Chappelle because it's a comedy sketch show that deals a lot with race and is also very, very funny.
Yeah, I saw the first episode of that actually yesterday, and it was very much kind of, as you'd mentioned, very Chappelle-esque. Also, if you see a lot of kind of Michael Che's sense of humor when he's delivering on a Weekend Update, right along that alley as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent, giving us a lot of options for viewing this weekend in entertainment. Thank you.
All right, take care.